My name is Elizabeth, and the title of my poem is The True Picture. I'm just a girl aims high and dreams big. A girl thrown between the layers of life, within the challenges and accomplishments. There is a girl with emotions deep within. I am that girl, the girl just words can't define. I am wrapped up in the comfort of my favourite songs. Music to me is life, a perfect place I wish I had. I'm just a girl who cherishes those she loves. A girl who believes that life comes once and once alone. Who chooses to cherish every moment and live it to the fullest. A girl with big aspirations, whose inspiration is one of a kind. I'm just a girl who never forgets her home, who remembers the sacred beat that lies within, an ancestral ritual, once forgotten but never to be lost. Within this girl, her emotions lie deep within, a girl who has once lost herself, a girl who always put others first, a girl with fears and troubles, a girl who has the weight of the world on her shoulders. I'm just a girl with constant worries. I am the girl who found her lost self, the girl who found the people that makes her feel alive again, the people who keeps her done hotter than the day. I am the girl who knows that the journey of life is one of a kind. It's a challenging yet cherishable one.
My first name is Lionel. My title is called My Family. When I got to be with my community, when I had a horrible dream, when I celebrate my birthday, I felt like I wanted to run away. I heard the loud sounds of the shadow. I saw the darkness. I thought I was going to die. I tasted salt. I told myself I was going to call my parents. I decided to be brave. I hoped I wouldn't die. From this moment, I was happy. I was brave.
Kian, this is Headspace. This poem has another voice, the voice in my head, and that is done by Hector.
Hey, Kay, what's up?
Nothing, I'm good.
You sure?
Well, there are some things like the pain that I hold inside, the smile I used to hide. I'm losing my love, I'm sick of this stuff. I have a dark mental space, my games, my suffering, my passion, my sadness, my dark time, my broken heart. I hope I can get some help, hope I can relieve this pain, hope I can be successful, because this is getting stressful. All this depression, it's like an obsession. People say what's up, I say that I'm fine, when deep down I know that I'm not, and my soul's left to rot.
But I think to myself, wait, hold up, you can get through this. Now look up, look left, look right. See, you're not by yourself. You can get help. You can hear them voices. Yeah, them. Stop them. So cheer up. Let's solve all your problems.
Dear God, it's me again as I come for you one last time. Why are we losing so many lives if you exist? Show me a sign. They call it life, what a sad excuse, because from what I recall, it's a punishment. I don't know what I did for this, but it's getting served like a cold dish. So overall, I'm fine, I will always be. I'll fix myself at my own pace, I just need some headspace.
My name's Hadra and this is my poem. Feelings, emotions, a teenage girl, that's all we feel. Looking into the mirror, thinking why we like this. I am a monster. I have to hide in the darkness, not show my emotions, how I feel every day, but they're important. They're my feelings, so don't hurt them. Boys saying we're ugly, but all they see, all they look at is beauty, not our personality. We hurt every day, but no one asks how we feel, so I go into my room, no one to talk to. But all I just want is company, someone who will be there for me and hold me and console me. But then they just leave without a trace. I just want to go home, listen to music, Stray Kids, I love them. They're my inspiration. Listening to them every day makes me feel like I'm in my own world and it's just me and them. Wanting to go on a plane, fly over and see all my cousins, I miss them. I miss how close we used to be. But then it all gets ruined by all the hours away from each other. So I stay with my family. They're always there for me. They are the one to hold me and console me, but they don't leave. They're there, right by me, asking how I feel. And if I'm upset, they're the one wiping my tears. Family is important. They were there for you since day one, so don't take them for granted.
My name's Lola and this is my poem. I sit in my room looking at a screen. It's not productive, but it's comforting. I sit in my room staring at a mirror, plastering layers of makeup on my soft skin. I sit in my room shouting at my brother to knock before he comes in. He doesn't bother me, but I'm bored. I sit in my room pretending I'm a presenter on a TV show, sharing the news to the player that they've won, but they won't. My room is my identity. Messy, but I don't mind it.
I'm Amelia and my poem's called Creation of Hatred. I must be the reason why your smiles have disappeared and the hope inside your eyes has been stolen. I must be the reason why you must tell me all these lies and wishing you a better life without me by your side. The message has already been said, the patches of violet. The past thoughts all gone, replaced with the undying feeling. The holidays, friends and stuff you used to own gone. You're now quiet and alone, but the feeling is still there, haunting you. No matter what you do, showing your feelings through art or telling someone you trust like your mom, it'll still be there, that undying feeling of hatred. For that one person, staying in your room, your safe place, helps a lot. Sharing things you love, making friends instead of listening to the hatred, thinking about good memories and things that present you, kind, caring and loving, try to fix things that are fixable and will help yourself and others. Don't throw your regret and hatred on other people.
Hello, my name is Adil and the title is A Warm Breath of Nature. The morning light drifts softly through the leaves, warming me with gentle hands. A quiet breeze stirs the branches, carrying the scent of pine and damp soil to me. Somewhere nearby, I hear a bird's song rising and falling like a breath, wearing through the stillness around me. I feel the world alive yet calm, holding its secrets in the hush between heartbeats, where time slows and nature speaks in whispers only I can hear. It's eerie and mysterious, if only I could let free.
My name is Ayat and the title of my poem is called I Am Just a Girl. I am just a girl living my life. I face my challenges and obstacles. You should too. I live my life how I want to. I know what I want for myself. I won't let anyone stop me. I have my ups, I have my downs, but like a flame, I rise again. I get up every day remembering why I exist, for my family, for my friends, but most importantly for myself. I always remember that I am just a girl. I am me, loud, talkative, hardworking and honest. I live for myself, but that does not stop me from making my family happy and making my friends laugh. I follow my religion and I respect it. I work hard trying to fulfill my dreams, but still, I eat the food I like, I watch my favorite YouTubers in my spare time. Because I am me, so yes, I have my ups, I have my downs, but like a flame, I rise again. After all, I am just a girl living her life.
My name is Thea, and the title of my poem is Fireflies in the Dark. The night was dark and gloom, with nowhere left to hide. Then a tiny light appeared, and every shadow faded away. A silent pulse, a golden spark, a little hopeful dream. Like fireflies in a breeze, a family's love, a friend's care. They gather close, a shining group, to light the way for me and you. So when the world feels cold and gloomy, they are my fireflies who light the way.
My name's Hadika, and this is my poem. Dark is making its way to the light. Don't be scared, even if there's a fight. We all have scars, but why erase them? They're beautiful. The marks on our face is the map that shows us where we have been and shows us where we are right now. And it's never, ever ugly. Love is sticking to you like Gorilla Glue. You might think you're alone, but you're not. There's always someone that will have your back no matter the cause. One entire word can change at least one life. You think it's nothing, but it will always mean much more than that. Words can either hurt or heal, or cover and reveal. Now, if you have a choice between choosing whatever you want or being kind, you should always choose kind.
My name's Scala, and my name of the poem is The Unicity of Me and You. My identity is that I am unique as you are. I gift people with hope and understanding. I show myself as a wildfire in a green open field. This shows a strong, calming and independent dream. Sometimes life is like a terrible storm in the sea. As you find your way, you feel like a forgotten soul. When time passes, you find an island of hope. I see your social interactions fade away, but I still feel betrayed. The next day we meet in the middle of the island. I see you and you see me. We see each other as different. As we walk and talk, we see a sign. It says, the land of the free. You see beyond the sign, it looks calming. As we look, it brings out our freedom. We see that we are both different. This shows that everyone is different. People are different, like the moon and the sun. We think that we are useless, but imagine yourself as a book of life, an ocean hitting the rocks. When you feel like time is closing in, you just think that you have all the time in the world. Even when you feel like you're being dragged down, just remember, you and me are unique.
My name's Lexi and my poem is called I Am Just a Person. I am just a person who did not want to get picked on. I have a great imagination. My sketches got ripped, so I ignored it. I could enjoy the world around me. My friends went against me, but it was okay because I made some new friends. They are awesome, funny and kind. Once I lost my ability to draw, but I got it back and I love it. I never told my mum. I didn't want her to worry. She's the best. She may get moody at times, but I still love her. I am just a person. I may look happy all the time, but deep down I feel lots of mixed emotions. I may walk away in a mood, but I don't want to make you worry. So I am sorry if I'm always in a mood. I just can't communicate the things I've been through. I am just a person.
My name is Hector. The name of my poem is Mental State. I hope that my brain will escape, be finally free, not confused about who I'm meant to be. I come from feeling free, but slowly I've entered a hole, and I don't know whether I will ever break free. I don't know what is wrong with me. I overthink almost everything. My anxiety is eating, devouring me. I'll sit in my room, crying myself to sleep. Somebody hug me. Somebody help me. Somebody save me from this darkness that has consumed my mind. I subside, collapse to the floor. Why don't I care anymore? My mind is an endless void. Once the hurricane clears, it will leave thousands of rainbows just for me.
My name is Ben, and the title of my poem is Memories. Memories are like letting go of a big yellow balloon and it floating up to the top of your brain. When it pops, everything spews out like a confetti cannon. Some pieces of confetti are so close to grasping, but they slip away like something you almost remember but forget. Like knowing you've been somewhere but forgetting what you did. Another crumb of confetti could slowly glide into a puddle. The glossy glimmer of this puddle is like a photo of memories that you don't quite remember. Sometimes you catch a piece of confetti. It's like 5-year-old me completing a 12-plus Lego set in 20 minutes. I played with the Lego dinosaur and Mum found me trying to make something with the spare pieces. 8 years later, I have all the Lego I could ever need. I hope nothing ever changes.